Lesson from the book of Sirach. Before all ages in the beginning he created me, and through all ages I shall not cease to be. In the holy tent I ministered before him, and in Sion I fixed my abode. Thus in the chosen city he has given me rest, and Jerusalem is my domain. I have struck root among the glorious people, in the portion of my God, his heritage, and my abode is in the full assembly of the saints. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, a certain woman from the crowd lifted up her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." But he said, "Rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." The saving words of the gospel. Well, I'm celebrating on this last full day of the liturgical year, the Votive Mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. It's a long tradition of the Church that that certain votive masses be celebrated on certain days of the week. For example, Votive Mass in honor of the Trinity on Monday, in honor of the angels on Tuesday, in honor of St. Joseph on Wednesday, and so forth. So on Saturday we celebrate a votive mass in honor of Mary, and the texts change according to the liturgical seasons. And it's a lovely thing to have this on this last day before Advent starts. Now let's get some context for our gospel passage here. Just after the Lord has been casting out demons and had a verbal sparring match with the people who wanted to test him, a woman in the crowd shouts out in praise of Christ by praising his mother. And the instinct, of course, is absolutely correct. But what does the Lord do? He does something very curious. He deflects the praise from his mother and into something else. He deflects praise from the physical aspect of his rearing to the spiritual aspect of his ministry. Well, he says, "Let those who be blessed who hear the word of God and keep the word of God." Now, Mary herself heard things, and she then, what did we hear about it? Then she pondered them, and she kept them in her heart. So she heard things as was physical, but then they became a spiritual reality for her. And so intimate was her hearing and her keeping that she would become the mother of God. So to hear the word of God and to keep it, she did this, didn't she? She did it in a way that's so sublime that it's impossible for us even to imagine, in a way special of any person vocation in the world. And so she had to, effectively, she conceived the Lord in her heart, and then she kept him in her heart before she could conceive him and keep him below her heart. So there's a deep, this little passage, this little blip here in the passage. It, as you read it, it has a sound of authenticity to it. It rings true in a way that you can, I have the sense that this really happened. This is a real exchange. It's such an interesting exchange that I think we can have confidence that it wasn't a literary device or something that one of the apostles made up or the evangelists made up. No. This actually happened. And we can draw a spiritual lesson from it. So, at the very end of the liturgical year, let us ask our Blessed Mother to put her heavenly mantle over us and over our families and our friends. And let us also ask her to put her mantle over all of those who are in conflict with us, over our enemies, and over the enemies of the Church, who are not just outside the Church, but within the Church. Let's ask her special intercession today for all those who, maybe not even really realizing the harm that they're doing, thinking that they are, as the Lord describes them, as we hear in the New Testament and other places, that those who put you out of the synagogues will think that they are doing the work of God. Well, let us ask her to put her heavenly mantle over also the enemies of the church, even within the church, and ask her to protect them and us from spiritual and temporal harm. Dominus obiscum, oremus. Ave Maria, grazia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus sanctis tui,